time for Saturday Night Theatre. Country House Mystery by Guy Meredith, starring James Lawrenson as Ben Sharp, with Carolyn Blakiston, Peter Jeffrey, and Roger Hammond.
In the afternoon of the 2nd of June, 193 AD, the Roman Emperor Julianus was murdered. He had reigned for 66 days. His killers were members of the Praetorian Guard, a troop of 10,000 soldiers stationed in Rome for the protection of the monarch. While this death was ironic, it was not unusual. His predecessor on the throne had met exactly the same end. And if his reign was short, there were emperors whose rule had been briefer. What singles Julianus out in the list of those who held sway over the known world was the way in which he became emperor. When he died on that summer afternoon, there perished the man who bought the Roman Empire.
It's all as it was.
What?
I've left his desk, the manuscript, everything as it was.
Oh, sorry, I was reading. I didn't hear you come in.
I'm Marion Hansman.
Ben Sharp.
Would you like some tea?
Well, the maid brought me a cup.
Good. Well, it's a bit of a mess, isn't it? The book. He'd been working on it for 6 months.
Oh, well,
He seemed satisfied with it, at any rate.
Did he?
But you could never accuse him of undue orderliness.
He probably knew what was what. You know, I should offer you my condolences. He was one of the most...
You met him, didn't you?
Yes, some time ago. I did a TV adaptation, one of the short stories.
So you know him?
Knew him. Not really. We just met a couple of times.
What are you doing at the moment?
A novel.
I hope I haven't interrupted your schedule.
Oh, no. Afternoon in the country, very pleasant. Well...
Is it a mystery thriller, the novel? That's what you normally produce, isn't it?
I've produced some.
Five.
Six.
Six. But none for a while.
You've been checking up on me, have you?
Although perhaps you've been doing something else. When is it due to be published, the novel?
I don't know.
No idea.
Well, perhaps we could come to the point, could we? There was a train back to town just after five, and it took me half an hour to walk from the station.
Yes, so of course, you wouldn't have a car.
Well, why wouldn't I?
They're so expensive to run, and if you're short of money...
Who said I'm short of money?
You haven't published anything for 2 years.
Am I in Who's Who? Is that it? They've put me in without saying anything?
So you must be short of money.
All right, I am short of money, and I'm even shorter of money, because I opened a letter which invited me to lay out on a day return and meet Max Hanfman's widow, with a view to arranging something advantageous.
You feel it's going to be a wasted journey, then?
Well, it was a very advantageous cup of tea. Probably one of the most advantageous...
I was thinking of some literary detection.
What?
That should be in your line, really, shouldn't it?
What do you mean?
The book. This book, here. He died without finishing it. I want it finished.
Are you asking me to lend you a typewriter?
I'm asking you to finish it.
Thank you. That's very flattering, but I have got my own work.
Yes, but this would pay.
Do you think you can just pick up somebody else's book and write it?
It doesn't need writing. It needs assembly.
Listen, I don't like...
Mm?
There is no point coming here for nothing. I'll take it away and have a look at it.
No, I don't want the manuscript leaving the house.
Well, how am I supposed to...
It has to be completed within 10 weeks. Max did have a publication date.
Anything else? Does it have to be simultaneously translated into Chinese to capture the Oriental market?
I would pay £2,000, half in advance. You could eat here at midday. Well?
2,000 isn't enough.
I'll see you tomorrow.
The maid will show you out.
Oh, guys, I'm drunk. I'm going to vomit. I move. A stool flies across the floor. The room tips over. The couch I was on a moment ago is above me. My head strikes one of the legs. The tiles are cool on my back. I feel better. My name is Marcus Didius Julianus. My freedman, Pallas, is throwing dice at the other end of the room. A voice asks him for more wine. Very well, Senator, he answers and comes across to me. My brother, Cornelius, picks up the dice and starts throwing them onto the marble table. I can't hear them drop. My wife and daughter were here, but they left. I don't remember when. They're back. They come into the room shouting, leading half a dozen men. Two soldiers, some officials. One of them has a strangely distorted shoulder which turns his arm outwards. Everybody is talking at once. Pallas looks alarmed. Cornelius has ceased the dice. What? Pertinax is dead. Manlia, my wife, leans down to me, has hold of me by the shoulders. Listen, he's dead. I can't think what to say. I can't think at all, to tell the truth. He was alive this morning. My daughter comes over to me. Her mother turns away, I think disgusted. I'm conscious of making an effort at sobriety. Father, the Emperor has been murdered. Manlia comes back. The Praetorians are auctioning off the Emperorship. They're going to sell it to the highest bidder. She has me by the shoulders again. I try to get up, but it doesn't seem possible. Speaking seems the most I can manage. Auctioning? Well, that's iniquitous. Iniquitous? She's leaning close. Of course it's iniquitous. That's not the point. Closer still. How much money have we got? I don't know. Cash? Money. We could promise 5,000 sesterces a man. For what? She stands and looks at Didier. Get him washed. Do something with him. Pallas comes over and starts to help me up.
Yes? May I come in?
If you like.
My name is Wallace Keyes.
Fine. You must be Mr. Sharp.
Will you be with us for long?
I'm not intending to die before I finish.
I used to sit here sometimes when he was writing there. Often, in fact. Occasionally, he'd look up and say, Wallace, and tap his finger on his chin slowly like this, while he thought something out, and then he'd go back to his writing again. The working of the creative mind. Fascinating.
Spellbinding.
His death was a terrible blow.
Not least to him.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yes, terrible, terrible.
Telegrams came from all over the world. Did you read the Times obituary?
Yes.
One of the most feeling of post-war novelists, liberal and humanitarian, comparable to Conrad or Nabokov in his manipulation of the language. He was a wonderful man, you know.
I thought he was a bit of a shit.
I beg your pardon.
I said I thought he was a bit of...
How dare you? How dare you come here and sit at his desk and abuse him? On the most basic level of decency, you might have the sensitivity to realize that the memory of a dead friend...
Hold it, Wall. Hold it. I am just an employee here.
Whatever you are, it makes no difference.
I arrived at 9. I'm going to leave at 5. If you don't like my presence, take it up with the management.
It's simply your attitude
he
to
me. He may have been a friend of yours, but the couple of times I met him, I didn't like him. He was arrogant, pompous, and condescending. He made no attempt to disguise the fact that he thought I was an... under-talented no-hoper who'd been lucky enough to land an adaptation job for the BBC, but whose subsequent career was going to be a long slide downhill. His one redeeming feature was perspicacity.
He was a great novelist.
Yes, he was popular. I'm sorry he's dead, but it comes to us all, there you are.
It's easy for you to be glib. You didn't see it happen.
Did you?
Well, just afterwards. I came round the corner just afterwards. I heard the scream.
Where did he die? Where was this fall at his home? Was he unwell?
It was there.
Where?
Those windows. From the balcony outside.
How?
Well, the rail is low. It's old and rotten. And part of it went with him. You can see where it's missing.
Well, was he shaky then? I mean, he was in his 60s, wasn't he?
He was 60. Marion didn't waste a lot of time calling you in, did she? He's only been dead 7 weeks.
Well, the book already has a publication date.
Is that important?
Not particularly.
Is it, good?
I don't know.
I don't think he was very happy with it, with the way it was going.
Get away.
In fact, I am surprised Marion decided to have it finished, I must say.
Have you read it?
No, how could I? It's all in pieces. Had she?
Well, how could she?
It's all in pieces. She's a... there are some things you ought to know about her.
You're going to tell me her age.
Oh, I could do that as well. Younger than Max, of course, but...
Oh, be a gentleman, Wally, and leave me with my illusions.
No, Mr. Sharp, it's rather more important than that.
Come in.
Lunch.
Excuse me.
Oh, yours is in your room, Dr. Case.
Oh, thank you.
Where shall I put it?
Here.
Voila, as they say.
Oh, roast beef. It's not Sunday, is it?
Don't you like it?
I haven't had it for ages.
Oh, well, you can't expect hamburgers when you're in the heart of the country.
So, this is how the other half lives.
Eat it. It'll get cold. I'm just going to clean up a bit. What sort of life do you have in London?
Oh, peaceful.
Well, don't you go out? Discos, theatre, films?
No.
What do you do?
Oh, I sit at home and wait for the post.
Why? What sort of letters do you get?
Oh, I get letters that... No. Oh,
are you going to eat?
I get letters from people who sit in salaried chairs with power stenciled across the back. You know what I mean?
No.
Oh, they start off their letter with, Dear Ben, and they say, they've enjoyed my manuscript very much, or they think my synopsis is very promising and they'd love to go ahead, but... but I must admit that what I've published up till now hasn't really set the world alight, and at the moment times are hard and money's short, and really they can't afford to take a chance. They have to stick with authors who can do better and sell more. And they wish me luck, and that's it.
Oh, you just have to keep trying.
Oh, they're right, of course. No, they're right. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not complaining. I'm not very good. That's why I'm here. I just write crummy detective stories. Now, I can take their letters. What I can't take is... when they finish writing to me, and they pick up the phone and they speak to Hanfman, and they say, keep it coming, Max, it's great stuff. You know, there is such a lot of dross around. I was dictating a letter just now. You wouldn't believe what people try and get published. And Hanfman takes a bite of his roast beef, and he says, well, I can imagine. Don't put me off my lunch. I exchange compliments and put the phone down, and Hanfman shakes his head at the state of authorship today. That is what I can't take. I can't take it that he dies, and his bloody roast beef lives on after him as a monument to his success. I am not eating it. I'm not eating it.
Hey, what do you... Oh, look. Oh, get a cloth. Why did you do that?
I'm sorry.
What do you want, an omelette?
No, I'm sorry. No, it's not your fault.
It's just as well you missed that rug.
Here, let me...
Oh, it's all right. I'll bring you some more.
No, thanks. I'm not hungry. Do you do the cooking?
Yes.
Ah. You live in?
No, at the village.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. You just got to keep trying, haven't you? With the books, it's no good being envious. You can't just give up.
I can. I have. Now, there's a limit to the number of times you can bang your head against a wall before bits of your skull start dropping off.
Don't say that.
Were you... here, when he died?
Yes. I was in the kitchen getting lunch. Paul came round and said what had happened. I didn't go out and look. I couldn't.
Who's Paul?
Paul Kidd. Looks after the horses. Does work around the house.
And it was from here?
Yes. Careful.
It's a long way down.
40 feet. That's what Paul said. Be careful.
I think I'll just use the normal exit. Thanks for the lunch.
Here's your money.
Very pleasant view from here. Very restful.
The first half, 1,000.
Well, used onces? Coots. Where else?
You do have a bank account.
Yes, but I could have avoided tax with used onces. Now, we might even have done a deal. 900 cash, I'll fix your plumbing in the evenings. Why did your husband have his own doctor?
Doctor? Oh, Wallace.
Was he ill?
Wallace isn't a doctor. He was a doctor.
Ah.
I doubt if he'd know one end of a stethoscope from the other, too. What did he say?
He was interested in the book.
And what did you tell him?
Oh, what could I tell him? I've only shuffled the papers so far, I don't know anything about it. Except that it concerns some arcane historical shindigs, that... Well, the style of writing's quirky, that there's not very much of it. And that it generally looks nothing like any other book Max Hanfman wrote.
That's all?
Yes. Does it surprise you?
Yes.
Good. Where can I find Paul King?
Why?
I'm just interested to meet him.
What for?
If I'm going to be here for a time, I might as well say hello to everybody, mightn't I?
The stables are at the back of the house, but I shouldn't let social intercourse distract you too much. For the other 1,000, I want the book ready on time.
That's the agreement, is it?
We don't have an agreement, Mr. Sharp. I'm telling you what I want.
Listen, your letter arrived on the mat with 4 others. 3 of them had little cellophane windows with the address showing in red. The other one was in a nice, neatly typed envelope. Because it seems that mortgage companies are at their politest when threatening you with eviction.
You don't need to justify yourself.
Who says I don't? There you go. Steady. There you are. All right.
Morning.
Morning. That'll keep you healthy.
My name's Ben Sharp.
Yes. Damn it. Stop it.
They're lively.
What do you want?
Oh, nothing in particular.
No? Then why are you up to the tops of your suede boots in mud, then?
Well, because the ground is wet.
It's the rain that does it. That's country lore. Here, mind your back.
I wanted to ask you about Hanfman. I'm working on the
book. I know what you're doing.
Did you know him?
I taught him, didn't I?
To ride?
No, to fly.
Would have come in more useful. What was he like, generally?
Why do you want to know?
Just asking.
I can't see what business it is of yours.
Oh, I'm interested.
Well, I'm busy.
Okay, okay. Life's too short.
He had a screw loose.
What?
He was a brick short of a load. Halfway round the bend, nutty, loco. Mad.
Oh.
Wait till you're 60. See if you want to take up horse riding.
I see.
Lay out on a couple of thoroughbreds and pay some young buck from down the road to come along and split his sides while you're clinging on for dear life.
Well, perhaps it was his idea of charity.
Oh, yes? And his wife, too?
Oh, I'm not with you.
Just as well.
Are you...
What?
No, nothing. You saw him die.
No.
I thought you did.
Thought wrong. Found him.
Just afterwards.
Don't know. I was coming out for lunch and he was there in the drive. On his back.
Much of a mess.
No. Not until you moved his head.
Did you?
Yes. I'll write the description down. You could use it in one of your books.
Thanks.
I read a couple. I didn't think much of them. You'll be here for a while, then?
Yes.
Well, I hope you enjoy yourself.
Some balcony that...
What?
It's completely rotten. It should be repaired. You do the handiwork, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Handiwork. I do it.
Funny it wasn't repaired before, isn't it?
You know your problem.
You've written too many country house murders.
It is now dark. Outside the city gate lies the Empire. Back in Rome, lights are burning. Carts are banging through the streets. I shiver. We're close enough to the stone fortifications to feel the damp. Pallas puts a cloak around my shoulders. A wooden door at the foot of the wall opens, and a soldier, unshaven, comes out from the camp. Sulpicianus has offered 8,000, he says. He can't afford it, says Manlia. He's offered it. Manlia looks at me. Well, I shrug. 10,000, why not? Pallas touches my arm. Senator, 10,000, I must say. Manlia turns on him. You think that fame can be measured in sesterces? No, but you're worried that your life of idleness might be disrupted. This touches a nerve. Pallas turns again to me. Is it so important? My head is starting to ache. No, it's not important. But why not? The emperorship. I start to laugh, but my head bangs. Look at me. I'm 60, one of the richest men in Rome. I could stay that way with luck for another 10 years before something carries me off. Wine, food, disease, old age. And here's a chance, eh? Something different. A place in history. Julianus! The voice comes from the top of the wall. It's Sulpicianus. 10,000? He turns inward towards the camp and shouts, 12,000. 12,000, Julianus, what do you say? Manlia whispers, 14,000, 14,000. 14,000, I shout. 15,000. 15,500. 16,000. 16,500. 18,000. 18,500. 25,000, I yell. The rampart is filled with soldiers. My name is being chanted. Julianus, Julianus, Imperator. A small door at the foot of the wall bursts open, and soldiers run toward me shouting, Hail to the Emperor Julianus!
Gathering your thoughts?
Staring vacantly out of the window.
I wouldn't have known the difference. Here. Are you going to eat this?
I've never been inside a country house before.
What do you think?
Well, it's just like it ought to be. It's large, gloomy, and people with Cluedo characters.
That's just the way you see us.
Well, maybe.
All the times I go to London, every other person looks like a mugger or a drug addict.
Well, they probably are. Oh. Oh, are you trying to sell me on country life?
I bet you don't cook for yourself.
How do you know I live on my own?
From looking at you.
The iron's broken, that's all. It blew up on Sunday.
Blew up?
That's like in the comics. Flame spat out of the back.
Did you laugh?
I cried for about half an hour. Felt so helpless. It was one of the last ways of retaining self-respect. Crease-free shirts. And shaving.
Oh, I thought you did it to look nicer for other people.
Not if you don't see anybody.
Didn't you?
If you're only going to bore them by being endlessly resentful, what's the point?
Doesn't anyone try and help?
Well, yes, but what is there to do? 6 books published, and then you fall on your face. It's not like having your first novel rejected. You can shrug your shoulders and carry on working for the civil service. Well, after 6, you're supposed to be able to carry on. You pass the pat on the back and have another try in a couple of years stage.
What would you have done for money if this hadn't come up?
I hadn't thought. Pawn the razor.
You should come down here. Live in the country for a bit. It'll do you good.
Why?
You're doing a job, so you're useful and you need it. And you'd be surrounded by people, so you wouldn't feel helpless. Well?
I don't know.
What don't you know?
How to use an earth closet.
I'll ask in the village for somewhere to stay. You'd save it on the train fares.
I'd forgotten.
How did you know?
He must have mentioned it when we met, or somebody did.
Are you exploring?
I heard you playing. I thought I'd come and look. This place really is enormous. I started out in the middle of the Mozart.
It was the Royalist headquarters. Charles I's nephew spent the night here before he was captured by Cromwell's forces at Bristol.
He should have stayed in bed. They'd never have found him.
How is your work going?
My work? Your book.
Have you ascertained if everything's there?
No, you told me it was.
How would I know if I hadn't read it?
Oh, that struck me, too.
I simply didn't want you getting above yourself from the start, thinking you were going to write half the book.
And thus be entitled to a larger wage, of course.
Is it all there?
No. There are gaps. Do you want me to fill them in?
I don't know. Richard should be coming down soon.
Richard Huntsman?
He'll be able to decide. Have you met him?
No.
He represents Max. Represented Max.
Very handy, keeping it in the family. Does he have a special commission rate for siblings?
Perhaps you could ask him to represent you.
You joking? His agency thinks that writers who earn less than 20 grand a year should find a garret somewhere and die gently of consumption.
You must find that attitude inexcusable.
No, it's the curing of consumption that I find inexcusable. It was the honourable way out.
You're not writing a novel, are you?
No.
Why not?
Can't be bothered. A set of characters, one of them the victim, one of them the murderer. Victim goes in chapter one, 19 chapters of assorted clues, investigations and red herrings. Murderer unmasked in chapter 20. I mean, it hardly enriches humanity.
More to the point, it doesn't enrich you.
That's the other reason.
Why do you object to working on Max's book?
On principle.
And in practice?
It's becoming rather interesting. What was he like before he died?
Alive.
He wasn't well, was he?
What makes you say that?
I'm reading his last words. They're not the words of the man I met.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, come on. The book is part of your inheritance. Depending on what it's like, might prove to be a sizable part. And it was lying there loose on the desk. Don't tell me you didn't have a look at it. Now, don't worry, I'm not blaming you. You're doing the right thing. Get it finished quickly and quietly before the word leaks that Huntsman finished his solo on a bum note. Now, if you could get it out under a Huntsman's last book banner, you could still clean up.
You don't leave a lot of room for personal sentiment.
I leave as much room as I think it needs.
He was, at the end of his life, difficult to live with.
How?
He was wrapped up in himself. Secretive. Uncommunicative. I think you might say he was on a different plane.
And where was it going?
I think that's all I can tell you. Anything else you need to know, you can ask Richard.
All right.
And I think you should stay here.
Where?
At the house. Jackie said you were thinking of staying in the village. You might as well stay here. Or don't you want to?
Well, I don't want to be any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble.
All right, then. Thanks.
Is that all you've got?
Yes.
Just the little shoulder bag.
Yes.
I thought I'd come and give you a hand, but, not much point, really, is there?
Not a lot.
I saw you from my window coming up the drive.
Where's your room?
It's down that corridor at the end. I would have thought it more sensible if everybody stayed in the same part of the house.
For cleaning.
For cleaning, yes. Still, you're doing your bit. Sleeping in here.
Nearer my work to thee. If I can't sleep, I can put in extra hours on the manuscript. I might be paid overtime.
Max would do that, you know. Work at night. That's why there's a bed in here, of course.
Did he make a habit of it?
Not a habit.
Just toward the end?
Yes.
Did he see a doctor?
What for?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. You are a doctor. Or have you been struck off?
Certainly not.
So did you look after Hanfman at the end?
There was nothing wrong with him.
How different was he?
No different. I can hear his voice now.
No, I can hear his voice. Here. Now, what happened to the man whose novels lambasted injustice throughout the world? Racialism in Africa, poverty in South America, repression in the Soviet Union. Where is the scourge of the complacent establishment? Not here.
So it's no good, is it, the book?
I was asking you about Hanfman.
It's not publishable, is it?
Perhaps it was written by someone who wasn't well.
It wouldn't be fair to his memory to publish it.
Depressions, perhaps. Did he suffer from depressions?
Yes, all right. He suffered from depressions.
Yes, all right. The book's no good.
Ah.
If you must have a second opinion.
I haven't read any of it.
No.
Well, just the odd page. I came in one day soon after he died to look for something and...
Did you inherit any money?
Well, that's a very personal question, I must say.
That's you. Did Marion get it all?
Almost all.
But you got some?
Hardly anything, enough to exist on, to stay in my room, read, listen to the radio, go out for a walk. Time passes, you know.
I know.
Well, Benjamin, I shall see you at dinner. It's at 7.
I'll try and work up an appetite.
What a very good idea. What are you doing here?
Me? Just trying to get in. You're standing in the way, Wally. I'll have to squeeze past you.
Really?
Listening at doors? Tired old queen.
He speaks well of you.
He needs a good seeing to.
Or perhaps you could do it in your handyman persona. That way you're carrying your tools around, emblems of your trade.
You want the balcony fixing, don't you?
And I thought you were here to regale me with further tales of your sexual conquests. After you.
I don't think I like you very much.
Well, that saves me commissioning an opinion poll. When can you have the rail done?
Not today.
When?
I'll have to get the wood. Won't fix well anyway. Maybe tomorrow.
Better late than never.
I don't like your insinuations.
Only keen on your own, eh? A do-it-yourself man through and through.
How could I fix it before, He wouldn't let anybody in here. I told you, he was batty.
Yeah, well, no doubt you helped him along the road to recovery, jumping into bed with his wife. Does seem to be picking on the unfortunate, though, doesn't it?
Why don't you shut up?
All right. A boy with a jemmy in his hand's a man, as far as I'm concerned.
You'd better watch your step.
I better had. I'd better watch it better than Hanfman did. Well, there is nothing like a good dinner, is there? Congenial surroundings, pleasant atmosphere. The groaning board ringed by the thronging cadences of convivial chatter.
Mr. Sharp.
Oh, call me.
Mr. Sharp. Your presence at the table would be more welcome if you refrained from mockery.
Okay, I'll just sit here quietly and wait for Banquo to come in.
Mr. Sharp, Benjamin, says the book is no good.
His opinion has no bearing on the matter.
But it is a professional opinion.
No doubt.
After all, you wouldn't want to publish something that would disgrace Max.
He wrote it, he intended to publish it.
But he wasn't in his right mind.
I don't think you should talk about my husband like that.
Oh, come along, Marion.
Since you scrounged off him while he was alive, you might respect him now he's dead.
Scrounged?
Especially since respect is all you can contribute to the household.
Well, I must...
And most especially since your position is extremely precarious. You can only continue to live here while I allow you to do so.
Detained at Her Majesty's pleasure.
You have no entitlement to stay here.
I've lived here longer than you.
That's beside the point.
I knew Max long.
You didn't inherit the house.
I lived here before... What?
Stop squabbling, both of you. It's childish.
I thought you were lamenting the lack of conversation.
Well, I've decided I'd rather eat my dinner in peace.
Suddenly, there's nobody here. Why? The wreckage of the feast is still on the table. Glasses on their sides, pools of wine, the remains of a suckling pig, dried fish, chicken bones. I must have fallen asleep when everybody left. I don't know what time it is. I don't know which room of the palace I'm in. A complicated mosaic runs along one wall, but there's no light to see what it represents. The ceiling is domed. Everything's silent. I call out. There are running footsteps. A slave appears, an African. He stands in the doorway with his head down. Go away. He goes. Manlia, Pallas, Didia, Cornelius, none of them came here. Only the soldiers celebrated with me. A candle on the table goes out. Almost all the room is in shadow now. Mm. Is this where Pertinax was murdered? Or in his bedroom, perhaps? Or in the baths?
Nobody has mentioned his name since I became emperor. How many hours ago was that? Emperor, I say aloud to myself, a draft sweeps some dust along the floor. The last candle goes out.
Who is it?
The Emperor Julianus.
Come in.
You're off in bed.
It's only just after 11.
What else is there to do here but get an early night?
What do you do in London?
Oh, that's different. I'm on my own. There are people here, but we're all sitting in different parts of the house.
I didn't think you cared for our company from your outburst at dinner.
I don't mind it when it's civilized.
Or when you're feeling lonely.
Yes.
So you've come for an intellectual chat?
No.
After hard talk?
Not exactly.
What then?
I think your husband killed himself. I still think so.
Get out.
Prove to me that I'm wrong.
Prove?
People don't just fall off balconies, they don't. Now, if he knew the rail was rotten and it was quite obvious, he wouldn't have gone near it. And he was ill. Well, perhaps he was, well, I don't know, a manic depressive, for instance.
Manic depressive? The amateur psychologist.
I'm just guessing.
Your simple brain won't allow motiveless action.
His suicide fits with...
Yes, you see what I mean? This is the way you write your inane books, no doubt.
We were talking about Max.
Yes, and then when you come here, not having been able to produce any work recently, you decide that as a substitute you have a real-life mystery on your hands. But can you solve it? Of course you can. He was mentally ill. He was a manic depressive. He committed suicide. What? Yes, it's true. Ben Sharp, single-handed, has uncovered the astonishing facts.
I'm beginning to understand what it must have been like for him, living here.
You don't understand a thing about him. You never knew him.
No? Well, I'm starting to now. Good night.
But when I came unto my bed with a hey-ho, the wind and the rain, the toss crossed in.
Oh, hell. Can't they afford lights?
When I was but a little tiny boy with a hey-ho and... Hey-ho, no... Wally? Wall? Wallace? No. It's down here. Foolish thing, was it? My room. Kid? My room.
And there must be a bloody... With a hay and a hoe. Where the hell is it? All right. All right. I'm coming in.
Yes? Well, rain all night. Clears up first thing in the morning. Just how it should be, eh? Everyone happy, including the farmers. You cold?
No. You look just like him.
Yeah, I hope not. 10 years younger. But
like him when I met him.
More coffee?
No, thanks.
Yes, there's a strong family resemblance. Me, him, my father, but our father. Grandfather. Haunted Jewish. The eyes always look back over the shoulder. Doesn't anyone else have breakfast these days?
I don't know.
I could be out here getting the best of the morning. I must have given you quite a scare last night.
Yes.
You did me. I didn't realise you were staying here. I was leaving you a note for the morning. You been for a pee?
Yes.
I'd have been here earlier, but there was something wrong with the carburetor. It's half the journey at 20 miles an hour. Oh, look at that mist. It'll be gone in an hour. Lovely part of the country, this.
When did you come to England?
When did I come to England when?
For the first time.
Oh, 8 or 9.
And you were German?
Suppose so. Parents were. Max was. Family moved to France before I came along.
Because of Hitler?
No, because of business. They thought the slump was going to provoke a communist takeover.
And from France to England?
1940, because of Hitler.
Did you leave a lot of money behind?
If you call 100,000 a lot of money, it was then.
What did your father do here?
Died, same year.
Heart. Leaving Max head of the family.
Do you play croquet?
No.
There's a set here somewhere. That's shared, I think.
I'm not just being nosy.
No, of course not. If you're finishing the book, you need to know about Max. Perfectly reasonable. How's it going?
I suppose it was you who picked me up.
Well, I thought you'd be a good person to try. You mind?
No.
Were you doing anything?
Wishing I was Max Hansman.
Ah, here it is. God, it hasn't been used for years. Now, I know it's a bit unusual, the book. The thing to do is cobble it together as best you can. Here, it looks more or less complete.
So you want me to fill in the gaps?
Certainly. Now, just put a couple of hoops out. I came down after he died and had a look at the papers, decided to leave it for expert, which is you. Now, one here. God knows why he decided to write it.
It's a sort of autobiography.
How do you mean?
See, he chose the Emperor Julianus to represent himself.
What makes you think that?
I think Keyes is in there, and Marion.
Are you sure?
What was he like before he died?
Oh, don't ask me.
Marion told me to.
Well, I don't know why. And another one here. I hardly had any contact with him. He said he was going to write another book, and he told me when it would be ready. That was about the last I heard from him.
Was he always like that when he was writing?
No. Usually you travel up to town for meetings or whatever once a week.
Yes.
And here.
Had it ever crossed your mind that he might have committed suicide?
Yes.
Oh, you think he did?
Dunno. It crossed my mind.
Why?
I don't know. The way he was behaving. Reclusive. Yes. It seemed a possibility.
But you didn't voice it to anyone.
Look, you don't want to make a fuss about this, do you? Sell something to the papers or something?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't voice it to anyone. It didn't seem any point in causing more distress.
Even after the post-mortem?
It wasn't a post-mortem.
It wasn't?
No.
Well, why not?
Well, one wasn't called for. You sure you won't have a game?
No, thanks. I think I'd better start work.
Why the hell should I?
Because he's asking you to.
He doesn't live here.
Then I'm asking you to.
And I'll get paid for mending cars.
You get paid for doing whatever has to be done.
I hardly get paid at all.
What do you call £45 a week? An insult is what I call it. I'm not doing this bloody car.
Then you're not working here.
One employee less?
He'll change his mind. He doesn't like Richard, that's all.
He doesn't seem to like anybody. Doesn't even like you all of the time.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
Paul Kidd is not my lover.
I didn't mean to suggest he was.
He's more or less adolescent, and he has more or less adolescent fantasies. That is the problem.
I would think the problem is that he more or less believes in them, and more or less tells people about them.
That is another problem. But it's not easy to hire help.
Especially for £45 a week.
Is there something you want?
Yes, typing paper. I've run out.
The village shop stocks it.
Do I have to go and fetch it?
Max had it sent up.
Perhaps you could make the arrangements.
You're starting to feel very at home, aren't you?
Yes. It was here, then, the fall, down to just here.
You're not very pleasant.
Were you at home?
Yes, I was at home.
But you don't want to tell the truth about it.
The truth being that he threw himself down and we're all now trying to cover this up for some reason?
Because you feel guilty about it, perhaps. After all, it was in your company that his mental state deteriorated.
Listen to me. Listen to me while I indulge in your game for a moment. If I was going to commit suicide, the one thing I would want to be absolutely sure of is that it was going to work. Now, jumping from that balcony to this drive could kill you, but it could just maim you or leave you with a few broken bones. I don't think it would be a very sensible way to attempt suicide. I think that disproves your theory.
Only if he was in a state of mind to be sensible. Suicide isn't sensible. Do what? Do what? Do what you want. You're the emperor. Manlia has to shout to make herself heard. A stone curves through one of the high openings of the Senate House, hits the tile floor and spins off into a group of senators gathered for safety at the back of the hall. One of them drops. Others stoop to help him. The uproar from outside is deafening. You see, there's a riot going on outside the Senate. It's referred to in all the historical sources. He underlined it in the Dio Cassius here.
Oh, yes, I see.
The noble Roman citizens apparently objected to the emperorship being purchased. Everyone urges Julianus to send in the troops. I won't have slaughter. I'll address them from the steps. I'll speak to them as Roman citizens. I'll tell them the emperorship has not been debased, that they remain the proudest people on earth, that a donative will be distributed. They won't hear you. Cut them down. A tile splinters next to us as Manlia speaks. A trickle of blood appears on her leg. Cornelius leads her off.
Yes.
Now, the rest of the episode's in note form. Julianus goes out, makes an impassioned speech. Crowd is wavering, but Cornelius has taken matters into his own hands and ordered in the soldiers. Roman citizens lie dead on the streets. Julianus stands weeping on the Senate steps. The pressures of success, you see.
Yes, but nothing if not obscure. Why not just write an autobiography?
Because an autobiography is restricted in various ways. You can't tell untruths if they're libelous. More importantly, you can't even tell truths unless they're reasonably provable.
But disguising yourself as a character in a novel defeats the whole object. How are you telling your story if nobody knows it's you?
You know. And perhaps the people around you know. That might be enough.
Not sure. These shelves are full of history books.
Have you always represented him?
Since his second book, yes. He handled the first one himself and then decided he couldn't afford the time and that I could do it.
Thrown in at the deep end, like him in 1940.
Oh, the first book had given him a flying start, so that made it easier. And he kept a beady eye on me. Oh, he was very tough. He wasn't going to be taken for a ride by anyone. He'd had a hard time. Working during the day to get money for the family, perfecting his English and writing at nights. He had a lot of drive. I bobbed along in his wake, learning how to negotiate contracts and look after paperwork.
You owe him a lot.
Suppose so.
You wouldn't have started in the business unless he'd given you the initial push. He must have known you had it in you.
Must have. Yes, well, you seem to be doing all right. I'll leave you to it. Ah, I see some work's been done on the balcony.
Oh, of a sort. I wouldn't try leaning on the rail.
I'm trying to imagine him jumping.
So am I.
Seems the likeliest explanation.
Yes, except it looks a long way down, doesn't it? But 40 feet, or Maybe it's only a 50-50 chance. Not everybody lands on their heads. Perhaps you'd be lucky to kill yourself.
If that's the way to look at it.
Well, 30 feet per second, second and a half less. It must seem longer. A lot longer.
I'd rather not think about it.
No.
No, well, I'll get off. See you at dinner.
Hmm.
Your lunch is getting cold.
I'll get fat. Oh, I am getting fat.
Then you should take more exercise.
What do you suggest? Walk around the house or jogging, maybe?
Can you ride?
Or cycle round it?
Horses. You should learn. It's a good opportunity.
Yes, I could become master of the West Kilburn Hunt. That'd solve the problem.
What problem?
What to do when I finish here.
The teeming metropolis awaits you.
Well, that's what frightens me.
No more rustic charm of draughty houses and impassable roads. You'll be back to your home comforts.
Well, that's what I'm getting here. Cash, employment, importance, stability. It's all going to come to an end.
Then stay on here.
Doing what? Unfortunately, Hanfman only died in the middle of one book.
You must be able to carve yourself out something. Literary advisor?
And end up like Keyes or Kidd. Impoverished camp followers.
What then?
I don't know. Look what I found this morning.
Is it for this door?
It was in one of these drawers under some papers. Did he lock himself in?
Yes.
Why?
To get some privacy, I suppose. He used to open it before I came up with the lunch and lock it as soon as I'd left the tray. I'd have to pick it up in the evening.
Was he pleasant when you brought up the lunch?
Not particularly. He didn't like interruptions, and he thought we were all eating too much.
He could have been right there.
Benjamin, I want to have a word with you before you go down. It won't take a moment, but not on the stairs.
Your place or mine, then?
Oh, mine, I think, don't you? Come on. How is the book?
Well enough, you'll be sorry to hear.
I'm only thinking of his reputation. All anyone else cares about is the money. You can't compare the two.
If you're getting the money and it isn't your reputation, you can try.
Ah, here we are.
Oh, very nice. Very comfy.
Yes, well, I've been here a long time.
Well, you've certainly made it homely.
Yes, but you see, that's the problem. She wants to get rid of me and force me to move out.
Marion, why?
Because she doesn't like me, of course.
Has she said so? I mean, that she wants you to leave?
Oh, not in so many words, but she will, I know.
I bow to your superior judgment.
But I haven't got anywhere else to go. I've lived here for over 20 years. I wouldn't know what to do. Please, think of something.
You're not in a very strong position.
What, Max would have thought of something.
I'm not Max.
It couldn't have arisen while he was alive, but if it had, he would have sorted it out. He'd have put pressure on her.
I'm not Max.
You could use your influence.
I don't have any influence.
You're in control of the book. You could threaten to wreck it. She needs you to finish it. You know, I do feel I have an ally.
You'd be better off with Richard. Richard? What's wrong with Richard?
Now, I expect he's been very pleasant to you.
More or less.
Yes, well, that's the way he works.
Works for what?
For whatever he wants. He wants you to finish the book with the minimum of fuss, so he makes you feel at ease.
Did he inherit any money?
Do you think I'm jealous of that?
Not particularly.
Well, I am. Of course I am. He didn't like his brother. He lived off him, that's all.
It might be said that you did the same.
No. All right, I know. I wasn't used to it as a doctor. I never liked it anyway. Nasty, messy job. I was glad to give it up when Max invited me to stay here. I just called myself his private physician because it made me feel better to have some professional capacity, but that's not the point. The point is we were close. I helped him, supported him, organized him, looked after him.
Just the two of you in this place?
Oh, no. It was always full of people staying. Parties all the time. Even then it was too big. But he wanted to impress people, to show them how successful he was. That was one of his failings.
What were the others?
Ingratitude.
Why did he get married?
to prove how successful he was.
I don't understand.
Oh, you can still see now, 15 years later. Beauty and talent together.
But she doesn't play. In public, she gave it up.
Because of him. Which made him more successful or powerful.
But why did she give it up? I mean, why did she marry him if it meant her giving it up? She would have made an excellent living out of it. She didn't need to go fortune hunting.
No, she wasn't fortune hunting.
No?
No, she was in love.
Oh.
Whatever else you can say about Max, he was impressive. He certainly impressed me. All his life. And she was really quite innocent. She didn't intend to give up playing. He just made it more difficult. Put obstacles in her way. Insisted they went to Paris when there were concerts here, or the other way around, or, well, all sorts of things. I felt sorry for her. For a while. But she didn't want my condolences. She wanted to fight him. She gave up playing, but she made sure she was well looked after while he was alive and when he died. I always gave way to Max. She grew harder. It wouldn't bother her, you know, kicking me out. I was always on Max's side. That's the problem. You will help, won't you?
I'll see what I can do. And listen, in return, maybe you can tell me something.
Yeah? What?
As Max's official doctor, what did you put on the death certificate that the registrar didn't call for a post-mortem, let alone an inquest? Tell me as we go down.
I'll see if I can have a word with Marion over dinner.
None of the gaps seem unbridgeable, eh? I mean, there are plenty of jottings and notes, just is sorting out. It's a marvellous job, Ben. Marv's job, so far. We should have some sort of finished product in a couple of weeks. That's right, isn't it? You could manage that. And then perhaps a quick revision of the whole thing.
Good.
Yeah, we'll have it in the shops by June. I've sorted it out with the publishers. It's not a great time to launch, but in the circumstances, the earlier the better. No point waiting till the autumn. If we can get some TV backup or papers, reviews of his life, we should be all right. Good. I think Ben's doing excellently. Hey, Ben. Well, let's not lose contact when this is finished. Perhaps you'd like me to handle something for you in the future. What do you think?
Richard's just made you a very generous offer, Mr. Sharp.
Oh, has he? Has he indeed? I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. Well, I was thinking. I want to have a word with you.
What about?
Money. I want some more.
You want what?
More money. Like more pudding or more coffee, but more money.
For doing the book?
That's it. You've got it.
Well, now, there are a number of...
No, I'll handle this, Richard. You're not getting any.
And that's your final offer?
Don't try and be smart.
I'm not, nor are you. I want more money.
You're getting quite enough. £2,000 for a couple of months' work.
I want more.
On what basis?
On the basis that you can't refuse. You need me to finish the book. You can't afford to upset me in case I foul the whole thing up irreparably.
Perhaps the book's not so important.
Come on. You've been talking about the money you're going to make from it. Enough money for you to overlook the fact that you're portrayed there as grasping, avaricious, materialistic, manipulating your husband and profiting from the result. Of course, I admit it's not likely that anyone outside this house would connect Manlier with you, but then, that's not the point. The book is a private vengeance that has nothing much to do with the reading public.
You don't think it right that I should profit from the book?
I don't think it's right that I shouldn't. I'm putting the work in on it. You've done nothing.
I put up with Max. That's what I did.
Marion,
I put up with a selfish, egotistical, imperious, domineering, dictatorial monomaniac. I lived with the great author.
You didn't have to. I'll leave it to you to come up with a new figure.
You're not getting any more.
Don't be hasty. Let me know tomorrow. I'm off to have a look at which parts of the manuscript will be most interesting to destroy.
Drink it.
Why?
Pallas smiles slightly, but can't keep it up. Because I'm asking you to. But it's your wine. Hey, you have it. You haven't got any. You have it. I have a hangover. Hair of the dog. I push the goblet across to him. I smile, but I can't keep it up either. Really, I don't feel... Drink it. I yell at him. The shout brings a slave running in. My attention is distracted. Pallas's hand goes up to spill the wine, but I catch him by the wrist. What have I done to you? His eyes are cold. What have you done for me? Everyone else has honors. And me, the poor freedman, what am I repaid for my loyalty? Your wife? Manlia Augusta? Your brother? Cornelius Praefectus Urbis. It doesn't matter in the least that they are adulterers. But me, who's never harmed you, what do I get? Nothing. So, you decide to harm me. You feel that is the logical thing to do. He says nothing. I let go of his wrist and topple the goblet to the floor.
Oh, she's very attractive. I mean, sophisticated and intelligent and attractive. No, I think you're very lucky that she likes you. I mean, has affection for you. I mean, I don't mean it's surprising particularly, just that you're lucky, that's all. And now that she's finished with Richard... Oh, you knew about that, I suppose you did. No, you're not stupid. Or maybe I've got it wrong. Maybe they were never...
Finished?
Yes.
I knew she'd chuck him.
Yes.
How do you know?
Oh, he told me today. Wanted someone to talk to, was upset about it.
He's nearly three times my age.
Yes. Have they been, for long?
I knew she'd chuck him.
Yes, well...
Finished.
Yes. Oh, by the way, while I'm here, I wanted to ask you about Hansman.
What?
You found him on his back, head away from the house.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, see you then.
Yes, I'll come down again. Anytime.
All right, you can have 4,000.
Uh-huh.
Is that an acceptance?
Not necessarily.
Take it or leave it.
I didn't realize there was a billiard room. Should have expected one. Cloth's a bit dusty. Do you play?
Not now. Well?
Wally said you were pretty tough. The velvet glove, the iron hand, and all that.
He's right.
I've just found out something about your iron hands.
Yes or no?
You've had them on Marion Hanfman. Your brother's wife. He works his way up from impoverished immigrant to the top of his profession, and when he gets there, he not only realizes that all he's got round him are inimical hangers-on, but that even his relatives are interrelating. It's hardly surprising he shuts himself away, is it? I mean, you couldn't blame him for feeling persecuted.
Him persecuted? I think you've got it the wrong way round.
What did he ever do to you?
He forced me into a job where I had to simultaneously hang onto his coattails and bow and scrape in front of him. It's not an easy position to maintain.
Well, you were living off him.
Oh, yes, that's the way he'd look at it. He got himself into the great man role by subjugating everybody around him and then pretending he was surrounded by parasites.
But he was an achiever. He was the one who did things. You weren't forced to carry on as his agent. You could have given it up. Or Marion could have divorced him. But you both realized that you'd have to take a dramatic drop in living standards, so you just consoled yourself about what a terrible ogre he was and rolled around in the hay he was providing.
You wouldn't admire him if you knew him.
I met him, and I didn't like him. But now I understand him better.
You didn't live with him. Deal with him all the time. Have him continually reminding you that you owed him obeisance. He had enough money and success. What he was really interested in was power. It was hardly surprising he came to associate himself with a Roman emperor. Nothing less than a world supremo would do for Max.
You must have found it all very trying.
You may be a hack writer, but you're a master of understatement.
Which was why somebody killed him. Didn't they? They did.
It was suicide.
A few days ago, it was an accident.
It was suicide. You said so yourself.
And you agreed very readily, because you'd rather the story was anything but murder.
It wasn't murder.
A, you wouldn't commit suicide by jumping from a height you knew very well from looking at it every day wasn't necessarily far enough. B, when Wally
put on the death certificate that Hanfman fell due to infirmity, he was trying to cover something up. C, Hanfman died just as Jackie was putting out dinner, which was exactly the time his door would have been open. And D, he was found face up, head away from the house, which means he went over the balcony backwards.
Those are just circumstances.
I'm not saying it's provable. I'm saying I'm convinced of it.
That doesn't make it true.
No, but it is.
Hey, my neck, you.
Isn't it? Billiard chalk goes rather well with that shirt. You should have bought it, polka-dotted.
Ow!
But you're not a hard man, Richard. You're all soft and flabby. Your brother was hard. He was hard because he needed to be if he was going to work his way. And I'll tell you something else. I'm hard. I haven't been till now, and look where it's got me. I know I'm a lousy writer, but that doesn't mean I've got to be poor. Go away, Richard. Go away and tell Marion I want more money.
I've just got
more money. This book is going to sell. You're going to coin it. I'm not going to be left out.
She will,
she will. Because she'll realize she hasn't got any option. I'm in power here now, Richard. Tell her that.
Here we are, then. Well? Well?
What?
Shall I put it on the desk?
Aren't there papers on the desk?
Yes.
It would seem rather foolish, then, wouldn't it?
What, then?
Take it away.
You're doing this on purpose.
I'm working.
You're staring into space.
I'm thinking.
You came here last and you think you found something. That's it, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, don't do that.
Oh, the room's got to be cleaned.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
It hasn't. It is my room. If I don't want it cleaned, I won't have it cleaned.
You're not Hanfman.
Hanfman's dead.
So you're going to torment us instead.
Is that a motive?
A motive for what? A motive for what?
Nothing. Out. Take the tray.
What are you talking about?
Half the world is starving and this household's eating itself to death. Out!
Is full of running figures, slaves, soldiers, officials. I shout, but nobody stops. I shout again. Lanlier appears at the far side of the room. She looks steadily at me across the confusion, but says nothing. A soldier comes from the door behind me. I grab him by the arm as he pushes past. What is it? Septimius Severus has taken Ravenna. He's less than 200 miles from Rome. He breaks free and rushes off. Another comes past, the centurion. You, when did this news of Severus arrive? Well, this morning, messengers were at the gate. Why wasn't I informed? To what purpose? I am the emperor. He's already halfway across the room. I shout, I am the emperor. Manlius is next to me. But not for long. For 2 months. But not much longer. Severus has defeated the 12th Legion. What remained of it went over to him. He'll be here within a week. He won't spare you. I am the rightful emperor. And he'll be the next rightful emperor. I make a movement. I'll rally the Praetorian Guard. She laughs. You won't. Not unless you can pay them the other 18,000 sesterces a man they still haven't received. Have you got it? Severus won't take Rome. I'll fight him. Then you'll fight him on your own. Where's Cornelius? On his way to Ravenna. And Pallas, too. And you? I just wanted to take a last look at you. I'm leaving now. She turns and walks slowly back across the atrium through the milling bodies and out of the door at the other side. You said nothing to her?
No.
But, Benjamin, you said you would.
Well, I didn't.
Why not?
I need money more than you need your room.
But you've got more money. I know you have. Now you can say something about me.
I want to ask you something.
Aren't you going to say anything?
Why do you object so strongly to being portrayed in the novel?
I don't. I'm not.
You are. You try to kill Huntsman in it. Don't tell me you didn't see that bit. And then you desert him in his hour of need. Of course, I understand these weren't very attractive actions to have set down in print, but then look at Marion. She doesn't care about being in there, nor does Richard. Why are you so sensitive? Huh? You're out to stop the book being published just because he saw to the heart of you.
That's simply not true.
You're going to tell me he was ungrateful?
He was.
Ungrateful for what? For being lived off, for having attracted a sponger he didn't feel he could ditch?
If I were just a sponger, I wouldn't care what he said about me, would I? But I only wanted his money or to share in his prestige. It's hard enough that he thought that. It's harder still that he put it down on paper, but to publish
How
it.
Could you have stopped him?
What do you mean?
There are always ways to stop people doing things, aren't there?
But I didn't know what was in the book until after he died. That was the first time I saw it.
You said you sat with him while he was working. It was one of the first things you said to me.
No, I was lying. You know that. To appear more influential.
To persuade me not to finish the book.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Lying. Silly boy, Wally, you shouldn't lie. Once you're caught lying, people never know in future whether you're telling the truth. And there may be some occasions when you really want people to believe that you are. Hmm?
I didn't kill him. I didn't.
You don't think I think you did it, do you?
I don't know what you think.
If I thought you did it, I wouldn't be sitting here now at breakfast with you, would I? I'd be a long way from here.
Oh, up in your locked room?
Now, that's just for privacy, so I can work better.
Who said I was here when he died?
Nobody. Were you?
No. Anyway, what purpose would I have? I took 10% of the sales of every book he produced. Why would I want to do anything to stop him writing?
Yeah, it would be like killing the goose that lays the golden eggs.
That's right. Of course, I'd have no reason to... Oh, you don't think that Marion and I mean, you don't think I'm so interested in Marion that I... Yeah, it's nothing. I don't care about Marion.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you care about anybody except yourself. So, if Max found out about you and Marion, which he did, and if he told you that you weren't going to represent him anymore, which he well might have done, what would you do, After all, dead authors can't switch agents. You'd still get your cut of all those posthumous royalties that will roll in year after year.
I didn't kill him.
That's what Wally said.
And you believe him?
Well, why not? He would have hated Max if he'd known what was in the manuscript, but he didn't. Not until after the death.
Oh, don't be stupid. He's got a key to the room. He wouldn't have lived here all these years without acquiring one. Not that it matters. Once he learned that Max was trying to keep something secret, he'd have picked the lock with a bent hairpin.
And when would he have got in there?
When Max went out riding. No way he could have kept up with it daily. Keyes knew what was in the book.
You could knock.
I did knock.
Then you'd wait for an answer.
I thought you'd like to know the book's nearly finished. Aren't you pleased?
When will I have it?
When does my contract get here?
Tomorrow?
Then you'll get it tomorrow.
It's extortion.
No, it's not. I think 30% of net receipts is quite reasonable. It's fair recompense.
Well, at least we'll be rid of you. We'll have heard the last of your nasty insinuations.
Well, what you call insinuations, I call facts.
An imagined murder isn't a fact.
I'm not saying it was premeditated. In the heat of the moment, perhaps. Somebody comes into the room. Max is standing with the windows open, looking out. An argument develops, grows vehement. Hands are laid on shoulders. A push. Over he goes. Dead. Of course, it would be impossible to make a conclusive case that the push was deliberate. I mean, if there were no witnesses, you could say...
You?
One could say it was a struggle, an accident. Manslaughter at most.
And you think I did it?
I don't know who did it. I know I didn't do it.
You're not satisfied with the money you're getting. You want to hold this over our heads. You want to make sure you've got us in your grasp.
You had the greatest reason to kill him. You can't deny that. You'd have to be the prime suspect.
you inherited an awful lot of money.
I wasn't the only one. Both Wallace and Richard received money.
Much, much less. You made sure while he was alive that you were the prime beneficiary in the will. You had most to gain by his death. Of course, it staved off financial disaster for Richard, but then he wasn't here on the day.
Is that what he told you?
Yes.
Do you think I don't know what you're doing?
What am I doing?
He was here. Max summoned him down.
Really?
You feel you've learned something?
No. I don't know whether you're telling the truth or not. Tomorrow, then, the book and the contract. We'll swap.
Oh, morning.
You can give me a riding lesson.
Yeah?
Okay, well, I've finally got some time on my hands, and I'm leaving later today. It's my last chance.
Well, it won't come in very useful in London.
Oh, just for the experience.
They're a bit frisky.
I'll trust you.
Yes? All right, then. I'll get the mare out.
About Richard...
She's finished with him.
Oh, yes, yes. Was he here when Hampman died?
Yes.
He was?
Yes. Everyone was here. They're looking forward to an outing.
Hampman wanted to talk to Richard.
He wanted to talk to us all. This saddle all right?
Of course.
Here you go. It's a good bridle, see? Some bridles.
Great. Look, what did he want to talk to you about?
What? Oh, I thought you came here for a ride.
Oh, yes, I did. Carry on. Fine horse. He wanted to tell you about the book he was writing. That was it, wasn't he?
All right. Look, why are you so inquisitive?
He wanted to tell you about the book he was writing. That's why he got you all together.
He didn't.
You just said he did.
You don't want a riding lesson, do you?
What did he say?
You don't want a lesson.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He died.
While you were there?
No. Before we got there.
What time did he want to see you all?
I don't remember.
You must remember.
I don't.
Well, late morning, early evening, midnight?
No. Before he died.
He didn't know what time he was going to die.
What are you saying?
Why are you so scared?
I'm not scared.
If there was going to be any violence, you'd be the most likely candidate.
I haven't done anything violent.
When you found out what he was going to write about Marion...
I didn't do for him.
I don't think it would take too much for you to get uncontrollable.
I didn't do for him.
Who did?
Nobody did.
That's not true. Somebody did.
Somebody...
What are you laughing at?
Very true.
Why?
I'm dead, you're alive.
Then why are you laughing?
The folly of human ambition.
Whose?
Alone in the palace, weeping, shaking, huddled in the far corner of the farthest room of the vast, empty building. Tiny noise in the distance. Tap, 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 far away. Tap, 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 tap. It's louder. Tap, 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 tap. Crouched in the darkness, crying. Tap, 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 tap. Coming nearer. Tap, 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 tap. Hands over his ears. Tap, 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 tap. Along the corridors. Tap, tap. Through the rooms. Tap, tap. Coming nearer. Tap, 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 tap. Shaking, creeping, dribbling. Eyes fixed on the door. Tap, tap, tap. Three rooms away. Tap, 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 tap. Two rooms away. Perhaps it's someone else. One room away.
Time!
Door. Bronze helmet, red cloak, short sword swings back. Juliet tries to speak. The words barely come out. But what evil have I done? The man who bought the Roman Empire.
I know what happened.
You know, but you don't understand. And yet you have two examples. I only had one.
Victims of success. Alone. Not being able to support the strain. Succumbing to pressure from outside.
From inside.
Brought down by others.
By ourselves.
But it's clear in the book Julianus was a victim.
Julianus saw himself as a victim. Convinced himself he was a victim. But I'm not so gullible.
But Julianus is you.
The book's a lie. I couldn't face the truth, so I wrote the book. But it's a lie. All the books were lies. Liberal sentiments, humanitarian instincts. Why? Because I complained against fascism? Because I made an academic celebration of the unity of mankind? Fascism begins at home. The single-minded pursuit of success doesn't leave room for liberality or humanitarianism. Julianus could ignore the number of people who died to keep him in power, or pretend it wasn't his fault. I am more perspicacious. I couldn't cry with him, what evil have I done? I only had to look at the hate that surrounded me. I just couldn't admit that it was my fault.
But you achieved something. You got somewhere.
Dead.
You were killed.
You're treading the same path.
Which path?
Ambition can be fatal. You'll find that.
Don't lecture me. Don't stand there, rich, famous, successful, and tell me to be humble. Don't tell me to be satisfied with my lot. You've never had as little as I've got. You may have started poorer and meaner, but you always knew you were going somewhere. That's how little I've got, knowing I'm going nowhere. Unless some chance comes along, some out-of-the-way opportunity, I can grasp at. And don't tell me not to take it. Don't tell me not to take it.
Don't tell me not to take it.
We should never have got him in.
It was your idea to have it finished.
For somebody who'd just do the job.
If the stories had been straight, he'd never have become interested.
And that's my fault with all the fools here. Now this.
It was an accident.
His eyes are opening.
It's all right.
Don't tell
me. Lie back. Don't crowd him. He must have air. Open the windows. It's all right.
What's all right?
Well, in your room, there's an ambulance coming.
Well, he was slightly concussed. You must go to hospital. Murder.
Quiet.
You were trying to kill me.
No.
You did. You pushed me at the horse.
It was an accident.
He tried to kill me.
It was an accident.
No, you must stay in bed. First Max, now me, because of the book.
Don't be ridiculous.
Because it's finished. Because you can do without
me. You're not well.
Where's the contract?
Don't stand up. You must lie down.
Where's the contract?
It hasn't arrived yet.
It's not coming.
It is. It'll be here.
Come back to the bed. Leave me alone.
You must go back to bed.
Leave me alone. Where's the manuscript?
On the desk.
Where?
There, on the desk.
Give it to me.
You must lie down. He must lie down.
I'll get him.
I want to see it.
I'll bring it to you. Go back to bed.
I want it now. Is it all here?
Nobody's stolen it.
Okay, come on.
Stay away from me.
Okay.
Stay away from me.
Okay.
The contract.
It's coming later today.
It isn't good enough.
What do you mean?
Don't tax him. We must get him back.
All right.
I want it changed. It's no good. I worked on this, put it together, written it. It wouldn't have been a book without me.
What are you driving at?
We'll try together.
It's mine.
It's not.
Try and get behind it.
It belongs to me, not to a bunch of murderers.
We have an agreement. That's final.
Wallace, you go round there, kid. Round there.
It's mine, or you're all in court.
I've had enough. No, leave it.
All tried. All guilty.
Give me the book. I've had enough.
Stay away. All of you. Stay away.
Don't go near him.
Unless the book's mine.
No.
The money.
No.
The credit.
No.
The whole book.
Oh, no.
Now.
Now.
Hello.
I'm glad you could come.
Well, so am I.
You're going to be all right.
Yes, so they say.
I phone the hospital quite often. When they said you'd been discharged, I sent you an invitation. I didn't know if you'd open it.
Oh, I opened it.
You need those to get around?
For the moment.
For how long?
Oh, only another month or so.
You were lucky.
So some people fall on their heads.
It was the same with Max.
I know.
Waving the papers at us. Arguing, backing off. We ran downstairs. He was dead. We didn't know what to do.
There's not a lot you can do.
It didn't seem plausible. All of us in the room, all of us hating him. And it was an accident. Could believe that.
Me, now?
It seemed best to say we weren't present. So long as we all stuck to that. At the worst, we could concede that it was suicide.
Yes. It's going well, the launch.
Yes, yes. He's never had a launch party here, but I thought it was a good idea.
There's a lot of interested faces. It should sell.
I hope so. We didn't settle up about the money.
No.
Well, you didn't sign the contract.
No.
I'm sure we can come to some sort of arrangement. I don't know exactly what. Obviously, it would be the subject of some negotiation, there being nothing in writing. The 30% I always thought was too high, but I'm sure we can work out some sort of flat fee compromise.
Just give me the other 1,000.
Do you have a solicitor? I know you don't have an agent.
Just give me the other 1,000 from the original 2,000.
Oh, no, I'm sure we could...
Just give it to me. That's what I came for.
I'll make you out a check.
It'll pay the bills. It'll tide me over. Small aspirations. I have decided to be a man of small aspirations. It'll keep me going.
Yeah.
Coots. Thanks.
Can I fetch you a drink?
No, I just came for this. I've got to be going.
Surely you could stay for a short while?
No, I'll ring for a taxi. Could you pass me those, please?
Very well.
Thank you. I've got to get back to London. I don't think the air down here agrees with me. Anyway, I've got work to do. Can't go getting around town. Might as well do something. It's going all right. Another month of immobility. I should have it finished.
Your writing? What is it?
Oh. Country House Mystery.
Country House Mystery was written by Guy Meredith. Ben Sharp was played by James Lawrenson, Marion, Carolyn Blakiston, Richard Hanfman, Peter Jeffrey, and Wallace Keyes, Roger Hammond. Jackie was played by Christine Absalom, Paul Kidd, Christopher Scott, and Max Hanfman, Malcolm Hayes. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.